Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That does it. Yankees score 10 runs tonight, out-hit the Astros 13-3 and win the game 10-3. Yankees are now 5-0 in 2024 against the Astros, and the Astros have fallen to 11 games under 500 at 12-23.
That was fun last night for, like, I would say 12 minutes. It was cool. Kyle Tucker hits a home run in the first inning. And then it wasn't really cool after that, ever, the whole night. It was terrible. Welcome in, everybody. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. And if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch right now, Seth has an Astros lose 10-3 look on his face right now.
Seth has a Yankees own Justin Verlander look on my face.
Yeah.
That was the last time he had played the Yankees at the end of last year. He gave up 6 runs.
Yeah.
Gave up 7 earned runs last night. Earned.
Oh, yeah, they were earned.
Everything is earned. Nothing worthwhile in this life is given.
He earned every bit of those 7 runs last night.
Earned 7 runs.
He wore that.
Last time he gave up the most, he gave up 7 runs in 2022, not all earned. This
right.
time it was earned. It goes to show you that this team is hashtag relentless. They will not stop until they earn everything.
Yeah.
You got to earn the suck. You know how I know I'm triggered? When you started off saying that was fun last night,
yeah.
which obviously you're going to expand on it,
yeah.
I got social media triggered on that. Like, as soon as I heard that was fun last night, I didn't see the humor in it. I thought you were dead serious. I was about to respond and cut you off. Just like when you write a post on Twitter that's 2 sentences and you can tell the responses didn't get past the first sentence.
Yeah,
that's how I am right now. This is so pathetic.
Noted.
It's a bad baseball team.
Horrible.
It's getting to the point now where every time I hear or I say myself, well, look, you know, you got all these good players. It's got to whip around at some point. It makes me that much more disgusted that, yeah, that is all true. And yet it makes them even worse than the actual worst teams in the league because they're underperforming by so much.
Yeah.
These other bad teams in the league must be, I don't know, they're trying harder. They're more, half the teams in the league are making fewer errors per game than this super professional, ready for the postseason baseball team.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's just a mess out there.
We're reaching, or at least I'm reaching, I don't want to speak for everybody. I'm reaching certain stages with this. Let's hear from Joe Espada on Justin Verlander.
You know, he just couldn't get any of his pitches, like establish any of his pitches. Not a ton of swing and misses. Just missed some spots. Just not his night.
Does his stuff look as sharp to you right now as it normally does?
Well, yes. Today, not as sharp as in his previous starts, but his stuff is still good enough to get some good lineups out, okay, for sure. You know, this game is over. We just got to turn the page and get ready for tomorrow.
Right. Okay, so that's a spot on Verlander. So Verlander stunk last night. Mm-hmm. The bats, once again, were terrible. Tucker got – if I had known that that would be the last hit that the Astros would get, that Tucker home run for about the next five or six innings, I would have found other things to do last night. Here was a spot on the quiet bats last night.
Yeah, we you know, we couldn't get anything, you know, no luck behind any of the balls we hit. Caratini hit a couple of balls hard. Please about, you know, our walks. We walked six times, something that we've been trying to get better at, be more selective. You know, we just couldn't get anything, not much offensively.
Okay, so I'm reaching, there's two things I'm reaching certain stages on here, Seth. One is I'm starting to get to the when is Joe Espada going to throw something stage. Like, hey man, your six walks were really cool. I don't need you bringing them up in the post game. I'm getting to that stage where a lot of fans get to, and I don't know that it's always justified, but being a fan is, you know, there's a lot of emotion involved. Like, I'm getting to the stage, like, why is he not as mad as I am about this stuff?
The only place he'll throw shade is in his daily journal that he keeps, where he reflects and writes his feelings.
I don't need a journaler right now. I need someone to throw something.
I need somebody to go analyze that journal that he writes in every day, yeah, and start seeing, like, I would actually be encouraged if he started drawing pictures that were increasingly disturbing.
Yeah.
And maybe red flags or what have you. Be like, oh, wow. Holy crap.
Say more. We
gotta get a special counselor for this kid,
dude. I was gonna say more red markers, more blood.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like his journal devolves from like Henry Thoreau down to now it's like sketches by a fifth grader.
It's cut out letters from magazines, piecing words together and things like that. Yes, yes.
Yeah, this is you know what? And honestly, I'll give them credit. I hadn't checked the errors per game until in about the last week or a couple weeks. Yeah. They had been middle of the pack. They're actually up to seventh best in errors per game now. So I will give them credit for playing cleaner baseball.
Playing better defense.
Than it had been when they'd just been so much worse than they'd ever been before. The judgment at the plate, perhaps. Yeah, hey, walk. This is, you won't play Dubon because you got to have a home runner hitter in there, but let's hang our hat on walks.
Well, that's just,
walking is, can we walk our way to glory? Can we walk our way to greatness? Dude. Dubon can't catch a whiff of time. You got Bregman in the force. Just at some point, Sean, the key to this team is just Bregman all of a sudden becoming the best cleanup hitter in baseball.
Yeah.
Instead of being one of the worst players in baseball.
Yeah, it's bad. And so the six walks thing in that cut, I'm like, it reminded me in the original Bad News Bears, the good one, not the Billy Bob Thornton one, where the Bad News Bears are, you know, before Kelly Leak is on the team, before they actually get good at baseball, and they're the worst team in the Little League, and they turn to Ogilvy, the nerd that keeps score for the whole game, and he says, well, the good news, after they lost like 18-0, he goes, we did hit 16 foul balls.
Yeah,
and that's
what that
sounded like with Espada. Like, dude, this is a game where you went like seven innings getting two hits. You got two garbage runs at the end of the game to lose 10-3. And like, well, we did walk six times. You know, we've been working on that. Like, you've been to the ALCS seven times in a row. You've won two World Series. Like, you're the defending AL West champions. We did get six walks last night. The hell are you talking about, Joe Espada? Here's the other thing. The second thing. And this is what I'm feeling acutely after last night, and especially for guys like you and me that got to get up early. Text message. We need to start playing a game. What inning will we change the channel for these Astros? Oh, man, the texts are coming in. I just got pushed off
Let's
the page.
See, they let up a run every single inning until the seventh inning.
Right.
The seventh inning was like the big, ooh.
Texter says, I switched to Law and Order real quick last night. I'll tell you what mine was. My moment that I literally changed the channel from the game, it got no time on my wall last night after this, was in the fifth inning, top of the fifth. You could see which way this game was going. I mean, Verlander had already given up six of the runs. I think he gave up the seventh when they brought him back out for the fifth.
It was all earned.
Thank you, Seth. It was when Trey bleeping Cabbage and Jake bleeping Myers, the 8 and 9 hitters, both got out swinging at the first pitch. Like two pitches, two outs. For the 8 and 9, like, who the hell are you two to be swinging at the first pitch when Verlander's been out there grinding for 85 pitches? So then poor Altuve comes up, the one guy who I trust swinging at the first pitch, and Altuve is almost forced to take two or three pitches just to let Verlander. I don't know why they brought Verlander out for the fifth inning, if I'm being honest. But Verlander was coming back out for that damn fifth inning. He's got to get to that 140 for that option to vest. A spotter remembers 2 weeks ago when Verlander was screaming at him under his mitt like this. Bleeping and bleeping, bleep this. So poor Altuve is looking at these two scrubs that get out on the first pitch right before him, and he's having it. Now he's down 1-2 because he's taking a couple pitches. He then strikes out. He's using his timeout just to give Verlander an extra 15 seconds for a blow in the Who the hell is Trey Cabbage and Jake Myers? Who the hell are they to be swinging it? So I flipped. I changed to anything. I watched Family Feud after that. It was ridiculous.
It was tempting at the top of the third. Bregman was up with runners on first and second, right? Yeah. And it was two outs, of course, and of course Bregman struck out. Yeah. And that's almost where I, because at that point it was 3-1, and it felt like, all right, well, if you're going to do it here, better here than anywhere, right? Hit the reset button. Old Breggy comes out of his notoriously slow start and cranks in a three-run. No.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This Bregman starts really bad, man. I got to go back and look and see what the other notoriously slow starts have looked like.
This is his worst notoriously slow start since his rookie year when he came up and he was infamously 0 for 327.
Right,
it was.
Right.
Is he 0 for 327 yet?
It feels like
the season?
Man. It feels like
it's hard. It's getting to that point where I got to do a better job of bookmarking the tweets. The abysmal and miserable stats, Astros haven't been this bad since.
Yeah.
It's gotten really, frankly, I feel like it's psychological warfare at this point. Mm-hmm. I think Astros Twitter has a duty to have an armistice or something. Yeah. I can't keep having these constant reminders that of 2014. I can barely remember 2014, okay? And somehow a third of those memories are of like trying to talk about the Astros when I was doing my appearances on CSN.
CSN. I miss that money. Watching that was easy.
Would you like to come down to the studio and speak into a can?
Yeah.
And we'll pay you money for it.
Right, okay. Right. That was nice mailbox money, man, back in the day. not like I put an addition on my house or anything, but man, when you get like an extra couple hundred bucks showing up in the mailbox, you're like, hey, we're going to Sizzler tonight, baby.
And I was like, these guys can't sustain this. They are spending money on stupid stuff.
Like
this
me.
Is not going to work out, right?
Text message, watching JV last night made me regret that trade for him last season way, way more. How I feel about the Verlander trade has more to do with what the chances are of them doing anything this season. You know what I mean? Like, that to me is more where it's a waste. I was cool with it at the time. You're swinging for the fences. You're trying to win a World Series last year. You made it to Game 7 of the ALCS. Plus, I like Verlander. And I'm, you know, prospects are prospects, whatever. They're footing the bill. The Mets are footing the bill for most of it, whatever. I feel bad about the Verlander trade this morning because I feel horrible about this baseball team and everything to do with it right now. You know?
It's every single move that they made to try to sustain the window or keep the window open now is really starting to sting when those don't work out and you realize how bereft you are of options and given what you can do. Like, if you do want to sustain, and now it's whatever the window is. I know windows don't close and shit. You don't have to tank necessarily to get back up to it, but right. My goodness. I think what I was going to start to say like 8 minutes ago before I got angry was that it just feels so much like right now you feel the culmination of the brain drain of Brent Strom being gone for however many years it's been now. You know, Jeff Luhnow, obviously, on to even James Click. It feels like kind of like it was at the end with the Patriots, really. I mean, obviously, Brady and Belichick maybe had met their end anyway, except you look at the constant brain drain out of New England, where all those coaches who were not going to be good head coaches still were very valuable to Bill Belichick.
No question.
You know, they might have sucked as head coaches, but they were valuable as assistants to Bill Belichick. And then like Nick Caserio, various other people through the years, at some point, everything just you can't replace all those guys and that mix. And the Astros are very much now at a point where they have to reinvent themselves. And I don't know if that starts with firing Joe Espada just for some kind of a spark.
Yeah.
If they keep playing like this all the way up until the trade deadline and then don't make any moves at the trade deadline, like, sometimes you can't blame the manager, but it provides a spark by bringing new energy and new blood in. If they don't do anything, if they don't make an aggressive move, if they don't fire Joe Espada, then I feel like management itself has just decided, like, yeah, we're trust fund babies now. Well, we're just going to glide on with the greatness that we earned over the last decade.
Well, let's get to that in the next segment here, because Dana Brown did an interview on MLB TV yesterday. And
infuriating.
Yeah, and what you're...
It just in direct contrast to what he had said, yeah.
What you're talking about may actually be happening. We'll get to that coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.